Greetings and welcome to Sfatai Tiftach. In this week's parasha, Parashat HaZinu, near the beginning we have a well-known phrase, Shichet lo lo banav mumam, dor ikesh ufutatol. In describing the perfidy of Bnei Yisrael, we have this passage that talks about the children violating things, this crooked and corrupt generation. And how do we read this pasuk? So here, I'd like to introduce one of the rules of Ta'amei HaMikra, or the trope marks, which are part of the Masoretic addition to the Torah, meaning the symbols are created by the Masoretes to help us read the Torah. Under the word Shichet, we have a sign that's called a Mercha, which serves to the next word. Under the word Lo, the first Lo, Lamed Vav, there is a Tvir, which is a stopper. Under the second Lo, there is a Tipcha, which is another stopper. Under the word bana, there's a munach, which is a server, and under mumam, there's an etnachta, which is a very large pause. Now, many people read this as follows. Shichet lo, because tvir is a stopper, lo banav mumam. In other words, shichet lo banav mumam, which means he destroyed himself, not his children, who it's their blemish. Indeed, there are some Rishonim who actually read the Pasuk that way or interpret it that way. But the proper reading, and this actually makes a difference in the way it's understood, is Shichet lo lo banav mumam, because the stopper of a tipcha under the second word lo is a much greater pause. And the simple reading of the Pasuk is Shichet lo lo, meaning the destruction is not his, banav mumam, it's the blemish of the children. And indeed, if we pause it incorrectly, we come up with a very different meaning in the pasuk. And although the doors of interpretation are wide open and allow for many different approaches, nonetheless, the proper way to read it, and as it should be read in Beit Knesset when we're reading from the Torah and we're studying the pasuk, is to follow the Ta'amei HaMikra, Shichet lo lo banav mumam dor ikesh ufetatol. And by reading correctly and pronouncing our Torah correctly, we will indeed be a Dor Yashar and not a Dor Ikesh Ufetatol. Shabbat Shalom.